home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
There will be a complete exoneration. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump posted that minutes ago on Truth Social, teasing that coming on Monday, he'll release a report detailing what he still claims was election fraud in 2020. This hours after a fourth Trump indictment, this one in Georgia. He again calls this a witch hunt, saying the district attorney is out of control and very corrupt. That Fulton County DA, Fonnie Willis, alleges the former president and 18 other Trump associates charged conspired
to block the counting of the votes of the presidential electors who were certified as the winners of Georgia's 2020 general election.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani among those indicted with the former president.
The charges include violating the Georgia RICO Act. Now, this is a law originally created to take down mobsters. He's also facing charges for solicitation of a violation of oath by a public officer, among many other charges, including charges from his previous indictments like conspiracy to commit false statements and filing false documents.
Fox's Brooks Singman.
The district attorney is giving all defendants until next Friday at noon to surrender. Now, that is just 2 days after President Trump could be on stage at the first Republican presidential debate. But guys, he hasn't decided if he's going to attend just yet.
Fox News Radio will provide special coverage of the first Republican primary debate beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday, August 23rd. You can listen at foxnewsradio.com. Cadaver dogs keep searching the ashes and ruins of the burnout Hawaiian town of Lahaina.
99 are confirmed dead, and that number is expected to rise with hundreds still missing. And identifying the dead has been difficult. Only 3 of the 99 people that have been found have been able to be identified with fingerprints.
That's Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Maui. We just got an update on the economy showing we shopped more than expected last month. Retail sales rose 0.7%. America's listening to Fox News.
Starting August 22nd, the U.S. dollar may have new competition from a new global supercurrency backed by Russia and China. And if the dollar plummets, your retirement could follow. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. I encourage you to act before August 22nd. Text SHELTER to 989898 to get your free information kit on gold now.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
President Biden has not commented on the fourth Trump indictment and may not as he gets ready to hit the road today.
One day before the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act becoming law, President Biden visits a clean energy manufacturing plant in Milwaukee, highlighting the more than $780 billion the legislation allocates for climate change initiatives.
The Inflation Reduction Act is the largest investment in climate action in history and puts us on a path to reduce emission by 50% by 2030.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president, key cabinet officials, and Democratic lawmakers will celebrate the first anniversary of the law tomorrow at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A terror bust has a 17-year-old in Pennsylvania behind bars accused of communicating with an al-Qaeda-linked group.
He had access to firearms and had purchased items and materials commonly used in the construction of improvised explosive devices. Some of these purchases had just occurred in the last few weeks.
FBI special agent in charge Jacqueline McGuire in Philadelphia. The teen is facing multiple terror-related charges. The United Nations is worried about another terror group.
Its caliphate may have crumbled, but ISIS is still a credible force. Before being pushed back by an international coalition, the Islamic State organization controlled vast areas of Iraq and Syria. Extremists joined from all over the world. This report for the UN Security Council finds the Islamist group still commands between 5,000 and 7,000 members in its former stronghold. We're told it has adapted its strategy, choosing its battles and recruiting from vulnerable communities. ISIS also has a branch in Afghanistan where it rebels against a Taliban it considers not conservative enough. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
On Wall Street, despite better than expected retail sales, stocks could drop Dow futures down almost 300 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Champaign County Crime Stoppers asking the public for help in tracking down a bike rider who they say responsible for a theft. They said the theft happened in the area of Neal Street and Columbia Avenue July 9th. They didn't provide details about what was stolen or how it happened, but did provide a description and photo of the suspect. One person dead after a plane crash just outside of Verdon City limits Saturday morning, according to Macoupin County Sheriff. The pilot, the only person on board, identified as 62-year-old Gregory Bierman of Raymond. He was pronounced dead at the scene. They're investigating the cause. Illinois gun sellers taking their argument to the Supreme Court after last week's statewide assault weapons ban was upheld. Law Weapons in Naperville hosted a rally and fundraiser for their efforts Sunday. The owner says he stands to lose 85% of his business after the move by the Illinois Supreme Court. And that's a look at what's happening on this Tuesday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
It is 8:06. It is meteorologist Greg Solier who jumps on now. It's hard to believe that we'll be sweating this time next week, brother.
Yeah, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your perspective of summertime, but that's kind of the one element that we really haven't had a whole lot to deal with around here. Heat wave environs, we've had it warm, we've had it hot, but minus the humidity and rains to kind of help us along. A little too wet to start, a little too dry as well right after that, and then a nice catch-up pattern across our part of the world, nice and even keeled in the moisture department. So I suspect it's just the shake of the cards that allows us to get into this setup, whether you like it or not. And it may be the vanguard, the forerunner of what may be, will likely continue to be for that matter, an El Nino, a strong and moderate category sense one. And so that could maybe lead us down the path of maybe milder as we get deeper into autumn and winter around here and less of storminess. We'll see what plays out here in the weeks to come as we put together the long range stuff. But in the short term of it all, that big wet weather system that played out from the Kankakee on northward still winding its way through the lower lakes region. Some good rains across Wisconsin. That's been the epicenter of the ongoing dry and drought-ridden weather pattern. Clouds beginning to break in a few areas. Some blue skies here and there. 64 at Willett and Savoy later on this afternoon. High temperatures expected to be just a little bit shy of normal with a partly sunny sky and a freshening north wind, but comfortable for this August date at 75. Cooler tonight, 56. Sunshine near 80 tomorrow. Another cold front comes through late tomorrow night, first thing on Thursday. Quick little zone of some shower activity in the morning on Thursday. Partly sunny and 82. You drop back to 78 on Friday, then warm to 86 on Saturday, 93 on Sunday, and many a day through Monday to Friday next week between about 94 and 96 with muggy overnight lows as well, and heat index values up past 100. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solia.
All right, it is 8:08 in Champaign-Urbana. We've been talking a lot about Donald Trump, gotten a lot of texts in on that. Some of you agree with what we're saying, which doesn't feel fair.
But some of us are texting in and saying we're trolls intentionally trying to instigate conflict, hostility, and arguments.
There's one thing, and I always believe this about radio. The things that make you successful are passion and authenticity.
Uh-huh.
This is authentic.
Yeah,
I'm not making it up as a bit. This
right.
is not a radio bit. We don't do radio bits. What we do is we talk about the news and what we believe in the news, and we have sharp opinions on things, according to some of you. That's fine. And it's great. That's we got to be able to continue to talk.
Wait, go back to that definition of the troll.
Okay.
Right? It's
intentionally trying to instigate conflict, hostility, or arguments in an online social community, either through wisecrackery, posting incorrect information, or asking blatantly stupid questions and other. They're foolish.
So and that's an indication of what we have as the problem, which is being the trolls are the ones who accuse you of being a troll.
Yeah, right.
And you
can't
discuss the issue because they're just going to say you're just trying to make me mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Because I'm telling you that a guy can have a baby, and you can say, son, they can't. And now let's talk about where you got that idea, because you can't. Oh, you're just trying to wreck the country.
Right.
Well, they're the ones trying to instill that dissension, so it breaks down any kind of discussion.
Right. I didn't realize trolling is a fishing term, you know, when you have bait along
the ground, and you're trying
to have some, you know, a fish take that.
Well, if you believe that I troll, then you haven't listened very long. I just Don't do it.
Right? Well, no, you may be instigating some discussion, but I don't think you're intentionally trying to rile everybody up.
No, no.
I'm riled up, okay? Right. Because I don't like what
Brother
I'm
Johnny's
saying.
Brother Johnny's in town.
No, and, listen, and, I mean, but I don't say, let me bring this up because I'll get people mad. I don't do that. There's not a thought process.
Well, it's okay to be riled up, whether you're right or wrong, to state why you're riled up and talk it
right,
out.
Right, right.
That's what's the real trolls are trying to stop any discussion. So you intimidate people into objecting on behalf.
Well,
like, Steve, I hate to keep doing this, but the guy going to the girl, who's going to stand up for the girls? They're going to lose their scholarship. They can't play their sport. They're just going to have to take it. Well, somebody needs to stand up for them, and that's not a troll. That's somebody that says, we need to look at what we're doing here.
Well, look at the intimidation. And this has been going on. You know, I'm sure there's intimidation when Donald Trump was president. The reporter isn't going to ask a hard question because they won't get called on the next day. And they'll be outside looking in, won't get information, won't get tips of the news they're supposed to break and all these other things. So you go to listen to a White House press room, very few are asking a question that's really hard or uncomfortable for them, and because they're afraid. They're going to be shut out. They won't have, so they got to behave.
They play it soft because they have a job, and they'll, if they get thrown out, they can't do anything.
Right.
So
on the outside looking in here,
it's just gotten too far, and there's no real pushback on some of these things, and especially in our media, which used to really kind of question things that seem way off the charts.
217-359-2255.
Someone texted me and said, have that liberal call in and, you know, verbally debate you.
Well,
guys.
Just talk it out. I would like to know if you would trust somebody who said, look, this person is fine, very, very good person. They just feel more comfortable as women, and they should have the right to be in the girls' locker room. I'd like to know if you would really trust that person with other issues, because it's like, no, you can't do that. Get out of here.
Well, where's the line when you educate a six-year-old on being a boy or a girl? I mean, is that a good thing, where you teach transgenderism at a six-year-old age? That can't be right. Nobody can think that's right. Nobody thinks they ought to have, you know, genitals removed when you're six or seven because you made a choice.
Or even the hormone treatments and stuff. They're just too young. Lincoln wants, he tells me I'm a T-Rex.
Yeah, you're 5-year-old.
So you're going to look for Jurassic Park DNA? I mean, come on. And then I'll say, oh, no, I'm scared. He goes, no, I'm a nice T-Rex.
Well, maybe you're a nice what?
I'm a nice T-Rex.
maybe we've all gotten too riled up from what they say. Maybe they're trying to troll me. Maybe they
That's what my point was. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what many are doing. There's a lot of people who passionately believe some of this. And look, I don't mind talking to them. And you're probably not going to get anywhere. But it's just calling names, I think, is a waste of time.
Yeah.
And it works very well. And our media does that a lot to us. They just call
you do 24/7 news.
What are the things? You're an insurgent. You're a racist.
Bigot,
homophobe,
whatever it is. Fear mongering, conspiracy theorist.
And you could come up with a bunch of names for someone who has a strong opinion about something. Going both ways. And that's where I think we're losing our way.
217-359-2255. We will jump to our morning sports with Diane Ducey.
Well, congratulations, Cardinal fans. We're coming up winners over the A's, even though they're kind of bottom of the.
I figure the Oakland A's win every 4 days.
Well, so. I got to tell you, the comeback win against the A's isn't that impressive.
No,
at least they did win.
They did win.
I mean, I was watching. It was fine. I fast forward the Cardinals so I can get them done in a half an hour. And it was 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh. I'm going, okay, that's just great. Anyway, the A's walked 9 Cardinals, and the Cardinals actually won the game.
The Cardinals collect a come-from-behind victory, defeating the A's 7-5 last night at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals lead 3-2 in the seventh, thanks in large part to a Paul Goldschmidt 2-run home run. The A's then put up 3 runs in the top of the seventh to take a short-lived lead as the Cardinals answer in a big way in the bottom of the seventh, collecting 4 runs to take the 7-5 lead. Miles Michaelis starts the game, allowing 4 runs and 6 in the third innings, but 2 of those runs were inherited runners that were allowed to score when Giovanni Gallegos came on to pitch in relief of Michaelis. Neither Michaelis or Gallegos factor into the decision. Gallegos is charged with a blown save and does not get the win because the official scorer considered his outing brief and ineffective. Jojo Romero records the final four outs and is credited with the win. Game two of the series is tonight at Busch Stadium. Dakota Hudson is on the mound looking to add to his 3-0 record. Game time is 6:45. We'll be on the air at 5:50. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
Okay, so the Cubs and White Sox were off yesterday. They've got a battle from Wrigley, and Kyle Hendricks will be on the mound. It's a 7:05 start over on US 105.9.
Milwaukee swept the White Sox. The Cubs have to beat the White Sox. White Sox aren't very good. So, I mean, the Cubs are in it. This is real.
We're 61-57.
I mean, you're half a game out of wild card, three and a half out behind Milwaukee, who's starting to win a lot, darn it.
Who's the wild card contender?
Well, you got Cincinnati, amazing.
Okay, the Reds are good.
Cubs, I can't think of the other. San Francisco's in there. So there's some, it's just close. So the Cubs got to beat the teams. Chicago has 12 games in a row where they're favored to win. You got to win 9 of them. You really need to win.
And
a
is
lot
the wild card a one game?
Yes,
deal?
one day. I think it's a one game, or is it best of three? I can't remember anymore. They change it every year.
Right.
Okay, they do, because it has been one game, and
I think
it has
it's best
been
of
three.
I think it's best of three as of last year when the Cardinals were wrapping up Philadelphia, and gave it away in the ninth inning of Game One, and Philadelphia went all the way to the World Series because of that. That was hard.
Mm-hmm.
They have one out to go. I said, I'm going to listen to the car. We're going to win this. We're up two. We lose.
Ooh.
Ouch.
AP preseason college football poll. Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, LSU in the top five. When it comes to some of our Big Ten teams, number 7, Penn State. Number 19, Wisconsin. Number 25, Iowa.
We got some votes, and so we would, if you extrapolate out, we're 43rd.
Okay.
That's fine.
Well, right. I'll tell you this. We beat Michigan last year. Now, I'm not being a bad sport. I mean, they were declared winner, but the point is, our program went up to Michigan and basically beat that team.
What was
and
that?
They're good.
Got to put the quarterback kneel down and picked up the ball.
I don't want to talk about Steve. I can't stand. I will disclose. I can't stand Michigan. The Fighting Line. I couldn't have made me much happier if they'd won the national championship when we beat Michigan in the second overtime last year, basketball.
Trending,
that was good. Yeah, that was real good.
Trending story is the 2009 film The Blind Side. And Michael Orr, of course, it was his story.
I got a clip, and we'll explain it right after Fox Business.
Sounds good.
We'll do that coming up, because I've got this clip of Sandra Bullock, who won an Academy Award.
And well-deserved.
Yeah, really, really a powerful movie. But now it's really, really not good. Of what Michael Orr has said in, I think, lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is interesting. And yet, then the Tui family came out and said, well, here's what we were doing, and here's why we did it. And so it's all kinds of conflict. And I'm wondering if Michael Orr's running out of money, because he made a lot of money, won a Super Bowl too and everything. Right. I don't know what's going on, but we'll talk about it next.
Tappan's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ambas Saturday going forward for the rest of the week. Pretty quiet, uneventful spell of weather. Next weather system on the maps and charts for late tomorrow night into Thursday. It'll generate some gusty winds and perhaps a couple of showers around Thursday morning. After that, that fast-moving weather system departs in a pattern shift, heralds the arrival of another big hot high. This one likely to be centered right over the Midwest, the Corn Belt, and East Central Illinois over the course of the weekend. More so back into the weekend and much much of next week and probably beyond. Frequent high temperatures up well past the 90-degree mark. Not today, though. Becoming partly sunny this afternoon. North wind in 75. Clear, more comfortable tonight. Cooler, 56. Tomorrow, sunny and 79 to 80 in the afternoon. We'll bottom out tomorrow night to 57. And for the day on Thursday, maybe a quick shower chance early to mid-morning. Partly sunny, breezy, and 82. 78 and sun-filled on Friday. 86 Saturday. 93 Sunday. Mid-90s next Monday and Tuesday. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sol.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Americans were spending in July more than expected. Retail sales rose 0.4%. Excluding auto sales, the increase was 0.7%. The month included Amazon Prime Day and competing sales from other retailers. For the year ending in July, retail sales were up 3.2%. Though the reading is not adjusted for inflation, so you may be spending more but not buying more. Another report on manufacturing from the New York Fed found activity slumped, a decline of 19%. For that reading, Home Depot is reporting an upbeat quarter. Both earnings and revenue top predictions, and Home Depot is buying back $15 billion worth of its stock. But there are new concerns about China's economy after it reported weaker numbers for July and lowered interest rates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
It feels good to support the people who support the community. And over the years, you'd be hard-pressed to find a company and a family more dedicated to Champaign-Urbana than Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling. What John Trabella started so many years ago, John and Michael Comet continue today. And if you really believe in supporting an organization like this, why not work for Pepsi-Cola CU? Applications are being accepted for commercial drivers, merchandisers, warehouse associates, and a website social media intern. Full-time positions include major medical, dental, a 401k, vacation time, sick time, and paid holidays. But especially looking for drivers with their CDL right now. To view all the openings and to apply, go to PepsiColaCU.com. Then under the More header, click Employment Opportunities. That's PepsiColaCU.com. Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling, an equal opportunity employer.
All right, it is 8:22. My name is Stevie J. All our guests appear on the Tammins Towing phone line. Brother Johnny's with us this week. Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
So one of the really good movies, this is from
2009.
Wow.
The Blind Side.
14 years ago. 14?
I haven't seen that long ago.
Blind Side, about a young man named Michael Orr, who really didn't have a good home. Family named Tuohy's, the T-O-U-G-H-Y, Tuohy from Mississippi.
T-U-O-H-Y.
Tuohy, and purportedly adopted Michael Orr, and he went on to play at Ole Miss. And then he went on to play for the Baltimore Ravens, won a Super Bowl with Baltimore and John Harbaugh, the head coach. But you remember Sandy Bullock in the movie The Blind Side?
Michael, do you remember when we first met and we went to that horrible part of town to buy you those dreadful clothes? And I was a little bit scared and you told me not to worry about it because you had my back. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
And if anyone tried to get to me, you would have stopped them, right? And when you and SJ were in that car wreck, what did you do to the airbag?
Stopped it.
You stopped it. You stopped it. This team is your family, Michael. You have to protect them from those guys. Okay? Listen. Okay. Tony here's your quarterback, all right? You protect his blind side. When you look at him, you think of me. How you have my back. How you have his. Okay? All right, Tony, go back. All right. Oompa Loompa here is your tailback. When you look at him, you think of SJ and how you've never let anyone or anything hurt him. You understand me? All right, go back. Got it?
What about Collins and Mr. Tuohy?
Fine, they can be on the team too. Are you gonna protect the family, Michael?
Yes, ma'am.
Good boy. And go have some fun.
Yeah.
Yelling at him doesn't work, Bert. He doesn't trust men. In his experience, they pretend to care about you till they disappear.
So that's on The Blind Side, Sandra Bullock. It was a really amazing movie, quite a story. Well, Michael Orr, the real-life guy who was featured in this movie, came out yesterday and said he was never adopted, that the Tuohys made money off of him, that he made nothing on the movie Blind Side, and that they essentially kind of took advantage of him.
Right. In a court filing in Shelby County, Tennessee yesterday, Orr claimed that Sean and Leanne Tuohy tricked him into signing documents that entered him into a conservatory type shortly.
Conservatorship is apparently
after his 18th birthday in 2004.
And then the Tuohy said, and I don't know anything about this, but when you're 18, you can't be adopted because you're a legal adult. So conservatorship is the path you take, even though he was never part of the family. From the standpoint of adoption. So he said they were in charge of all of his contracts, all of his stuff. The Tuohy said, yes, we made money on the book, but not very much on the movie. Michael said, I didn't make any on the movie. And I'm sure he made millions of dollars as a top tackle with the Baltimore Ravens. So I just wonder why this is coming up now.
So The Blind Side came by way of Michael Lewis, the author of the 2006 book on which the film was based. Michael Lewis gave us half of his share, said Tuohy. Everybody in the family got an equal share, including Michael, and that was about $14,000 each.
Okay, and why wouldn't you make money on the movie? You take a percentage of that, wouldn't you?
I think Michael did well at Baltimore, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was making, even in 2006 or 7, you're making $1 million as a lineman, right?
I think so. It sounds like a family squabble.
Yeah. It's too bad because so long.
I like the movie. I think Michael did a great job in the NFL, and it's been
he's
a great
37
story.
Now.
37.
Mm-hmm. Well, and probably not playing, I would think.
Right.
No, he's done. Yeah. He retired. But I'm just, again, you're wondering, well, shoot, I'm sorry to hear all this.
Right.
Because it was...
court documents alleged or unknowingly signed away his life to the rights of the 20th Century Fox, folks, without receiving payment, for which Orr is seeking further compensation.
Sounds like Tuohy's didn't do that well either on it.
Well, it sounds like Michael wants more money and was never part of the family because I think we all...
Well, he was, though, I think, part of the family. Technically, guess you could say conservatism.
How that works.
But anyway, that's an interesting story, Steve.
And I think the dad was really kind of shocked by all this and said, I'll continue to love him like my other kids.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's out there now. And I remember we were at Oxford, Mississippi for a football game once. Grace was looking at Ole Miss for a while, and I saw the Tuohy tent, and you know, pretty famous, the Grove.
Yeah,
which is what it called down. And you know, I've never been to an SEC game till then, and it is quite different. Johnny has told me for years the SEC is a little bit different when you attend, and it truly mm-hmm. a lot different environment. Anyway, so that's your Michael Orr story that kind of made headlines.
The millions of dollars of royalties that are now going to be debated in court.
Okay, it's and not surprising, Hollywood got the best deal out of that.
I mean, that's, in the end.
Yeah.
Well, you take a risk on a movie, Steve. That's capitalism.
Right. That's right. And you write a book. Anybody know when you write a book how much you make on a $20 book?
But the movie, it says here in a tweet, a $300 million box office take.
Okay. It's a big deal. And so what does a book author make on a $30 book? Anybody? You wrote the book. What's a book author make on a $30 book?
I don't know how much.
They make six.
What does
six bucks,
20% Century Fox make on a $300 million office box office take? Maybe not that much.
I bet you that was a $100, $125 million budget. I bet you they made pretty good. Depends on what it is. If it's like, you know, Marvel, it's a lot of money.
But the box office take, the people running the theater.
No, they make nothing except on popcorn. Okay. Which, by the way, I did see Barbie the other night. And I don't think they make a nickel much. It's like gas, 5 cents a gallon is what the gas station makes.
I got you.
You make money on the $3 cappuccino.
Well, it's said that Margot Robbie, who played Barbie, is making $50 million that she had in her deal that she's going to get a kickback if they...
They sometimes can work in a percentage of the sales kind of thing. But as far as the popcorn, I paid $18.
Okay.
Well, popcorn and a drink. And then she said, what kind of candy you want? I said, I'm okay with that. She said, well, it's free.
Right.
What? Well, $18.
It's part of the deal.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So you got the family pack or whatever.
So we don't go very often, so I went ahead and spent $18.
I mean, it's not $50 million, but they probably made $15 on that.
That's right.
But they got to pay rent, lights.
No, lots going on.
You don't even have somebody checking you in and giving you a ticket
anymore.
You just buy your own ticket
and kind of walk in.
Yep. You have to go to the kiosk, and then you select your seat and everything, too.
Yeah. Well, we golfed in Great Britain, and we're going to all these itty-bitty little golf courses, and sometimes they had a little basket of balls, and they said, you know, put money in the jar and see you later. You know, there's sheep out there, too, so be careful. Don't hit the goat. Okay, we're going to come right back. It's another half hour to go. If you want to text or call 217-359-2255. We'll check your news, weather, and sports all coming up. It is now 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A Georgia grand jury charges former President Trump and 18 others in what prosecutors call a criminal conspiracy to overturn 2020 presidential election results.
Late last night, Trump was indicted along with 18 others, including his one-time personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, attorneys John Eastman, Sidney Powell, and former Trump White House chief of staff, Mark Meadows.
And the former president tells Fox's Brooke Singman there the indictment is politically inspired in time to affect the 2024 presidential campaign. He and his co-defendants have 10 days to turn themselves in. There are 99 confirmed deaths now in the Hawaii wildfires. Governor Josh Green says that number will go up.
The statement from Josh Green comes as search crews go street by street through neighborhoods where the flames galloped as fast as a mile a minute across the island. The governor says 10 to 20 people might be found dead each day for the next several days.
That's Fox's Tom Rigotti. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. A new law bans firearms advertising that target kids, militant groups, and others. The governor signing the Firearm Industry Responsibility Act. Illinois is now the 8th state with legislation eliminating legal protections for gun manufacturers or distributors. Move came just a day after the Supreme Court of the state upheld the state's assault weapons ban. One person dead after a small plane crashing outside Verdon over the weekend. The Coupon County Sheriff's Office and other emergency crews responded to the crash. Saturday, the pilot, the only person on board the single-engine plane, the NTSB now investigating the cause. Illinois is now the first state to make sure child social media influencers are appropriately compensated for their work. Bill that goes into effect July of next year. Some parents are profiting off their children's social media status and cutting the kids out of their own earnings. Illinois is the first to specifically mention social media. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit JetsPizza.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, vicinity, and the weather system that brought meaningful and substantial rains to the northern Corn Belt and the Great Lakes areas of the Corn Belt, largely bypassing our neck of the woods to the north and south. Still auguring some gusty winds and some cloud cover over parts of the Midwest here, but we'll get breaks and some brighter skies as the day wears on. Next fast-moving system due in here late tomorrow night and Thursday with a quick shower mention and another realignment to the upper pattern. This time, it brings that hot ridge of high pressure right overhead. Thank goodness it's mid to late August. August as opposed to July, but still, temperature readings expected to be well past the 90-degree mark beginning on Sunday. Becoming partly sunny for the day today, up to 75 with a north wind, 8 to 16 miles per a bit gusty. Tonight, mostly clear, cooler, and diminishing northwest to west wind, low down to 56. Tomorrow, sunny, the high near 80 in the afternoon as winds come around southwest to south. Partly sunny on Thursday, maybe a shower chance in the morning, up to 82, 78 in sun-filled for the day on Friday, 80 Saturday, low 90s on Sunday. For Stevie J Podcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Yeah, I mean, we got 95 coming next week.
Yeah, we do.
95 degrees. All the schools are air-conditioned now, right?
I think so. I thought about that. Here they are getting in the groove and starting things up.
Yeah, it used to be like, it's too hot.
And right? Will they say, it's too hot.
Aren't the air-conditioned, I think, I don't know. Is Franklin air-conditioned the middle school? It wasn't when we were there. Anyway, maybe the renovations and the money.
Right.
Yeah, all that got fixed. Anyway, so we're back in school and it's August 15. I know. Well, apparently we get a week off now. At least Unit 4 does.
Okay.
During the fall, which is a different.
What's that for?
Well, I don't know. I mean, would you like to be a teacher for 9 weeks off 3, but no summer? Just 9 on, 3 off.
Kind of the year-round schedule.
Yeah. I mean, you better have air conditioning in that situation. But I would think as a teacher, I would probably do 9 and 3. And every 9 weeks, you're off 3 weeks. That's a year-round schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Bethany doesn't have anything like that in New Orleans, does she, John?
Oh, yeah.
9 and 3?
She doesn't have a summer, though.
Right.
I don't like that.
No?
I like the 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's 3 months anymore. It's like 2.
Well, it's down to 3 weeks for her, I can tell you that.
But three weeks every
14 weeks off during the year.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And you so can, they're spaced out, and it's a different thing.
Does she like it?
Yeah, she likes it. They have they got kindergarten, first and second, going back to 1790, all in one class, first, second, third.
Their school, this is Sacred Heart.
This is a charter school.
Okay. They have kindergarten, first, second, and third in the same
class? Not third, first and second.
In the
three,
same?
Three grade levels in one.
How many kids?
About 12 from each area.
Wow,
so
that's a nice 30, number.
25, 30 kids.
30 total. That's a lot of kids in one class.
Yeah. I mean, through fifth grade, I was always with another classroom in the classroom at St.
Right?
Thomas.
We never had that at final
no
grade
way,
school.
No man. I couldn't have stood either class ahead of me or behind me.
And that's
well,
the
Franks
thing.
Boys were 1 year ahead
yeah.
of me, right?
And yeah. then my sister was 1 year behind me.
But the Sister Marie Michelle in first and second grade,
okay.
she'd teach to one side, and then she'd give us our homework, and then we'd work on the assignment. Then she'd go to the other side and say, bring out your books. Now we're going to turn to this chapter. And then she'd teach that side. And I thought it worked.
I think it works. It works. Apparently it works okay if you
well,
know
I mean,
a certain technique.
And certainly St. Thomas has been successful in Philo for so long and just growing. I mean, didn't Bob Rice leave some money? I mean, Thomas is in.
They're doing well. And
really
and,
good.
They're
really
great,
good.
Great. Been great for Philo. Great school. And I think it's a really good thing. You know, there are a group of people from around here, and I guess they're having their 50th. Class reunion. They've asked me to come
as a special guest.
Yes,
just totally special. Had nothing to do with the years. You were of course much younger.
Well, I was in the class.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Question is, how many come to a 50th high school reunion?
We'll have a good turnout with everybody. We might get close to 100 people, but that's wives, you know.
One of my favorite DJ gigs is playing the music from the 70s and or 60s or whatever. The reunions are a blast because. You can really get thrown back by some of the music
that you hear
in the background.
I could actually be relevant at a dance like that.
There you go.
Because I knew the Doobie Brothers. Mm. And all those
no,
other guys.
No, it's fun and of course we've kind of kept in touch and I might.
Yeah.
I might propose a 51st reunion where you get to bring your grandchildren.
There you go. That would be awesome.
That'd be different.
Anyway, 50th is a lot of years and been a minute since John Schumacher picked me up in the back of a station wagon to go to the Unity football game, watch Johnny and Brucey play. And I remember Maggie May, Rod Stewart was blaring on WLS. Remember in Chicago?
Yeah, there you go.
All that, but that was a long time. So, and then you say at this point though, you're kind of past the let's lose weight for the reunion. point, aren't we? I mean, you're doing that for the 10th and the
right.
20th.
And you're not dressing up as fancy and, you know.
I was actually trying to lose a little weight for the reunion.
You were? I said at my last reunion, our new class motto is more in the middle, less on top.
Well,
the less on top,
I got that.
You
down.
Got me cold. Got that. Although Gary told me to wear a hat.
Okay.
So they can't see
it. When does it not matter anymore? What age is it where it's just like, yeah, it's whatever?
I think that's always been that way with Unity High School, class of 73.
It's always been that way with me.
We've been kind of just ourselves, which I kind of like.
But when do people stop consciously thinking about 6 months, I got to look better for the
reunion?
I
don't think they ever stop doing that.
All right.
To some extent. All right. You're only human, Captain.
Right. And when it comes to the wedding and things like that, I mean, you're going to want to look your best.
Well, I am definitely motivated with my CrossFit to look better with Grace walking down the aisle.
Absolutely.
Well, because I don't want to look like the normal guy my age. I want to look different.
And I'm motivated to look better than Steve when I walk down the aisle with Sarah than you do when you walk down the aisle with Grace. Which
okay.
We're both having our
motivated. Sarah Diane is getting married to Drew, and that's coming up in October. And that's going to be quite a reception.
Grace
isn't it?
Is December.
December.
So we're having one out in the bayou, like Water Boy. Remember Adam Sandler?
Yeah, it's really on the bayou.
Big snake cooking the alligators. Yeah.
Yep.
Is this a big venue?
Yeah. No, there's a lot of folks possibly. It'll
be a small wedding, right? Family wedding.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the reception is.
Well, Sarah's a sweetie.
And they're getting
sweetie.
A band and stuff too.
It's.
Was Sarah
there could be 400 or 500 people.
Sarah was did not make the Unity because for Katrina, Bethany was a senior, correct? And Sarah was 1 year older.
1 year older, and she started it at
Taylor.
Huntington in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Taylor?
Near Fort Wayne. Huntington.
Wasn't there college? It was Huntington College? It was whatever college name.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Taylor?
I thought was in Northern Indiana too. Anyway.
Well, there could be. This was Huntington.
Huntington, okay.
Okay.
So anyway, Sarah gets married, Johnny's last available daughter, so.
Yeah, so there you go.
There you go. All right, it is 8:40.
And you're last available. No.
Yes, that's correct.
Your only girl.
Yep. And so Benjamin remains the lone, non-engaged.
Right, because Christian got engaged this past weekend.
Yeah.
But that won't be as much planning since it's usually on the bride.
Well, I'm sure we'll be involved, but you're right. It's generally the biggie is the bride. Your dad's in charge of the bride.
And I never understood the financial part of the bride has to pay for everything. I don't get that.
I agree.
You guys both are facing that.
No,
battle.
Listen, it's...
But the groom picks up the tab on the rehearsal dinner the Friday
and
night.
And some
before.
Other things.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever they want to
do. I mean, and if you're open to negotiation, that's how I rocked it too when it came to the
and sometimes the kids will even be active in all that.
Well, there's, you can do what's called a package bankruptcy. So with Steve and I, we've got some other alternatives.
Yeah, exactly. All right, it is 842, 217-359-2255. You can always jump in. It is 17 before 9 a.m.
Well, typically when the Cardinals win, we give you your Redbird recap to relive some of these great moments. 7-5 was the final over the Oakland A's. Here we go.
The Cardinals collect a come-from-behind victory, defeating the A's 7-5 last night at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals lead 3-2 in the seventh, thanks in large part to a Paul Goldschmidt two-run home run. The A's then put up three runs in the top of the seventh to take a short-lived lead as the Cardinals answer in a big way in the bottom of the seventh, collecting four runs to take the 7-5 lead. Miles Michaelis starts the game allowing four runs and six in the third innings, but two of those runs were inherited runners that were allowed to score when Giovanni Gallegos came on to pitch in relief of Michaelis. Neither Michaelis or Gallegos factor into the decision. Gallegos is charged with a blown save and does not get the win because the official scorer considered his outing brief and ineffective. Jojo Romero records the final four outs and is credited with the win. Game two of the series is tonight at Busch Stadium. Dakota Hudson is on the mound looking to add to his 3-0 record. Game time is 6:45. We'll be on the air at 5:50. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauly.
Cardinals got a young kid. They brought it from AAA. His name is Lucan Baker. And in 84 games, he's had 33 home runs. And this man is 6'5", 260 pounds. He is enormous. I think he struck out three times last night.
Mm.
But boy, he's a power hitter now. If you get 33 home runs in 84 games, that is a power hitter.
Nice.
I don't know.
Okay, well, Chicago White Sox are visiting Wrigley to take on the Cubs with a 7:05 first pitch. Now, let's talk football. We haven't done that much when it comes to some of the shifts that we're seeing. Minnesota Vikings running back Dalvin Cook at the age of 28. Looks like he'll be with the New York Jets. Oh. It's a $8.6 million deal. Ezekiel Elliott, a free agent, is now planning to sign with the New England Patriots. He's known for his work at Ohio State. And then the Cowboys. Speaking of the Cowboys, Zach Martin with the Cowboys. $18 million per year. So that's a good couple years that he's reworked that deal. And when it comes to the AP preseason college football poll, Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, LSU in the top five. Then it's USC, number seven, Penn State, Florida State, Clemson, number 10, Washington.
Yeah.
So these are some good teams that are becoming into the Big Ten.
Yeah, we got Oregon, Washington, and USC and UCLA next year. So based on that, we have five of the top 10 because Washington's in there and so is USC. So.
Right.
All right, let me get some weather. We'll do that coming up. We got more in the next few moments. 217 texter says, I lost my vanity at 45.
Okay.
45, okay.
I was going to say around 50. We stopped really caring.
Well, Stevie, but Kathleen sometimes listens, so text me when you can give your haircut because we got this reunion
okay,
coming up.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, got to get Johnny his good haircut
gotta
from Kathleen.
Got to clean it up a little.
Yeah, got to do that.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Illini fans, get ready to join Stevie J Broadcasting and Pia's for our kickoff event after 3 p.m. on Friday, September 1st. The Illini will face Toledo at 6:30 on Saturday. We'll have tickets to the game, coolers, koozies, hats, shirts, as well as jerseys for some of your Illini favorites. The first U of I football game is the 83 Rose Bowl reunion. We're planning on some special guests to join myself, Lante, and Derek Piper on the air live from Pia's Friday, September 1st as we say, go Illini. Pia's 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have, we're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard sometimes, you know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have help us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design, and right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
You can't touch this.
Please go to our website at aftershockdd.com click on the jobs tab and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van Anvis. Saturday going forward for the rest of the week. Pretty quiet and eventful spell of weather. Next weather system on the maps and charts for late tomorrow night into Thursday will generate some gusty winds and perhaps a couple of showers around Thursday morning. After that, that fast-moving weather system departs in a pattern shift, heralds the arrival of another big hot high. This one likely to be centered right over the Midwest, the Corn Belt, and East Central Illinois over the course of the weekend. More so, back into the weekend and much of next week and probably beyond, frequent high temperatures up well past the 90-degree mark. Not today, though, becoming partly sunny this afternoon. North wind in 75. Clear, more comfortable tonight. Cooler, 56. Tomorrow, sunny and 79 to 80 in the afternoon. We'll bottom out tomorrow night to 57. And for the day on Thursday, maybe a quick shower chance early to mid-morning. Partly sunny, breezy and 82. 78 and sun-filled on Friday. 86 Saturday. 93 Sunday. Mid-90s next Monday and Tuesday. Wow. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sold game.
Yeah, okay, so mid-90s means 100 heat index.
Right.
So it's
and definitely. I had seen triple digits for next week.
I had too, but it was backed off. I think somebody actually typed it in for a joke because I saw 107. That's
right.
Not going to happen here.
Or if that's the heat index, usually
it feels like 10
degrees higher than the actual air.
And once you get down in New Orleans, is it hotter than here or no?
Well, we've been in 98, 99 for the last 2 weeks.
100% humidity, right?
No. The humidity really hasn't been that bad.
Okay.
And it feels like it might be 105. Just bear in mind, it may make you feel a little better, that your blood's 98.6. So you're in perfect sync.
Perfect
at
sync.
98.6.
Remember.
So, in other words, it's not that bad. Now, I remember when I was taking exams at Illinois, it was a feels like minus 17 because it was minus 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, it was freezing.
And for me, when I had Gabrielle down in Lafayette, Louisiana in 97 in September, that August and that 8 months Ooh. Pregnant.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
That was bad.
Uncomfortable.
No. And boy, were my ankles swollen.
But Champaign, Illinois has a wide range of weather, including some very hot, humid weather at times. It just doesn't last like in New Orleans. There's the days when you do walk out, like you walk into a sauna.
Yeah.
That you're going to be damp. That's just to get to the car.
Yeah.
So.
You know, our family lived in India. Remember we were flying those little tissue kites at 115 degrees outside?
But it was a dry heat.
Yeah.
And see, when I came down to Lafayette, Louisiana, and wanted to get in something that was really neat looking and old fashioned, the guy, the landlord, was like, yeah, we got AC. Air circulation. You see that ceiling fan there, Diane?
That's right.
All good.
Stevie, remember when we landed in Las Vegas, and you could look it up on your iPhone, the hottest day in the history of Nevada, 124.
And remember how turbulent the landing was because the heat was rising from
it was thermals. It wasn't that turbulent. It was just a drop every now and then. Sarah loved it. It was like a fair ride. I didn't like it.
I almost threw up.
Mm. Yeah.
And Nathaniel was kind of pale. Anyway, we got landed, and then we went golfing. And went quick story. We had a minute left. We went golfing.
We waited at 6 in the morning. It was only 94.
Okay. We wanted to go, and there was 20 senior citizens in front of us. And the pro came out and said, these guys have a tee time. They go next.
Okay.
And they were waiting in line because their side of the course.
I've never been heckled by a 75-year-old.
I hope you have the worst round of your life.
Hope you have the worst round of your life. And then it was actually Johnny's best round.
Yeah, actually.
And so I was teeing off, and Johnny was whispering, just relax. Just relax. Okay, everybody's heckling me.
Yeah, they were not happy that we.
Well, is 88 headed to 116?
Okay.
But we had the tee time.
That's right.
And because it didn't help when our guy that got the tee time walked in the middle of it all and said, "We're next."
Oh boy!
And then the course pro said, "That's true. They have the tee time."
Yeah.
Anyway, that was
but that was high day.
I did do better at Augusta than them, but
unbelievable.
Other
Johnny shot a 39 on the front
at Augusta.
He shot a 39. He has the Calamity Jane is what Bobby Jones called his putter. It's kind of a bamboo shaft, and he was making all the putts.
And the best part of the story is I'm not very good. And I like to quote Apollo Creed, ain't going to be no rematch.
There you go.
But you said it was a little eerie how many putts you made.
Yeah, I had the Bobby Jones designed.
Bobby Jones.
The course with a guy who did golf courses. But Bobby Jones basically sponsored and built it. And then he invited people, his after he retired to play golf with him every year. Mm-hmm. It was called the National Invitational Tournament, which is now the Masters.
Yeah, yes. Great history.
Love it.
Hey, good discussion. Thank you for listening, folks. We appreciate you. We will be back tomorrow.
Hear the show anytime at steviejay.com.
Boys are on this afternoon with The Drive, all kinds of football and basketball news. Teams back from Spain or getting back from Spain.
That's right.
Very soon. And then they're off for weeks. This is their last real break before they kind of get it going for basketball for 2023-24.
Go Illini.
All right, and Illinois football is 2 weeks from Saturday.
Which, by the way, won't be that long because time goes faster and faster. Yeah. I'll just tell everybody out there, as you get older, time goes faster.
I don't know why that is.
It's August 15th.
But why is it spin faster when you're older?
I don't know. We'll have to get somebody who can explain that.
Hey, Johnny, thank you.
All right, thank you, Diane.
Brother Johnny, that's Diane Ducey.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much for listening on ESPN 93.5. Back tomorrow, God willing. Thanks for tuning in. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday. It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings, crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website happyhealing.us.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Longwood, kiss that baby goodbye. It's gone a mile. Simmons.
On Friday, August 18th, the Cardinals host the Mets, and that night, 25,000 fans aged 16 and older take home a Cardinals Hall of Fame car parade bobblehead thanks to Ford. Fans will be surprised at the gates when they receive one of two mystery bobbleheads. Will it be Matt Holliday or will it be Ted Simmons? Which one will you get? Find out August 18th. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District's Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Illini fans, take the opportunity to head down to Game Day Spirits' Green Street location this summer. Shop their awesome selection of Fighting Illini merchandise. While you're there, shop some of their awesome buy one, get one free t-shirt designs, as well as their Nike section and so much more. With new styles coming in daily, there's sure to be something for every Illini fan. Shop at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Country music superstars are taking the Illinois Lottery Grandstand stage at this year's Illinois State Fair. Kicking it all off is record-breaking award winners Old Dominion on Friday night, August 11th, with special guest Alexandra Kay.
I don't want to be one and then.
Megastar Tim McGraw hits the stage on Thursday night, August 17th, with special guest Landon Parker.
Always stay humble and kind.
And Grammy winner Maren Morris will bring hit after hit on Saturday night, August 19th.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Tickets are on sale now, 24/7 at Ticketmaster.com, the Ticketmaster app, or at the Grandstand Ticket Office during regular business hours. And don't forget to add your pre-show party tickets for only $30. Party before the show and be the first ones into the grandstand. Act now. Don't miss these country powerhouses at the 2023 Illinois State Fair, August 10th through the 20th.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Philip Ovadia with OSF Healthcare. As a cardiac surgeon, I'm here to talk to you today about being heart healthy and how to stay off my operating table. And this really starts with paying attention to what you're eating. Eat whole, real food. Eat the things that grow in the ground and eat the things that eat the things that grow in the ground. You also want to be paying close attention to how much activity you're getting and how much sleep you're getting. These are going to be the pillars that are going to keep you healthy. One of the best ways to stay off the operating table is to screen for heart disease early. And to do so, I recommend coronary artery calcium CT scans, which are available at OSF. If you want to learn more, reach out to the cardiac team at OSF Healthcare.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.